As the spring primary approaches, more money is going into a ballot question that could change how Rockford leaders make major decisions on behalf of residents. It's known as Home Rule, and if you live in Rockford, you've no doubt seen signs around the city asking you to vote either yes or no on the issue. But just who is paying for those signs may go outside of city limits. The Illinois Realtors Trade Association is against Home Rule in Rockford, and in any community for that matter. Spokesperson John Broadbrooks explains.
We have fought home rule measures for decades, really, ever since it was put into the Constitution, probably before that, because we do feel like it takes a lot of control away from the voters and puts it in the hands of elected officials. And what we have seen over and over again is that this can lead to a lot of increases in property taxes and implementation of many fees.
For example, Rockford could charge more for businesses who want to operate video gaming machines in their bars and restaurants. Without home rule, the licensing fee is capped by state rules. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara says he resents the fact that a statewide realtor group is sticking its nose into his city's politics.
I think they probably prosper from the gridlock that happens in Springfield. They prosper from having that centralized control in Springfield. Our goal is to reduce property tax burden on citizens who live in Rockford, to diversify our revenue streams so we can keep up with the pension crisis that is going on throughout our entire state.
Broadbrooks counters that his group does have a reason to take a side in Rockford.
We represent about 700 realtors who are members of the Rockford area realtors. So when they have an issue with a local policy, they often will communicate with us and we'll take a look at it and we may get involved.
And they have, with the yard signs and ads encouraging a no vote on home rule.
In a bigger community, such as Rockford, it takes a lot more money to get your message out than it would in a community which is more typically where we work, where you have fewer than 25,000 residents. And, you know, here's the thing. Of the money that's being donated, you know, all the 700 realtors with the Rockford Realtors, they pay dues to the Illinois Association of Realtors. And not only that, at least $30,000 of the money that has been targeted for this has come from local businesses and local people.
Mayor McNamara says he's been surprised by the response.
You know, I didn't set out 9 months ago to campaign again after a long mayoral campaign to campaign for something, but this is so critical to the city of Rockford. Springfield is no longer the dependable partner they once were to any municipality. They took more than 2 years to pass their budget. They increased our income tax by 60%. They cut the amount of money that they provide to local municipalities. Like many cities, every single neighborhood in our community is hurt by abandoned, vacant, foreclosed properties. We do not have the tools at our disposal that every other municipality, such as Freeport and DeKalb, have that are home rule communities. We are hindered and really handcuffed by Springfield because we don't have home rule status. So my belief is, outside of the taxes and the fees and the licenses that a lot of folks want to talk about, to me, this is about having pride in where we live.
Mayor McNamara says the city council approved safeguards to prevent an abuse of power.
We have put in place the most restrictive, self-limiting ordinances that any community in the entire state has put forth regarding home rule authorities. So one, we have capped our property taxes at what non-home rule communities can do. Number two, we have said if anyone wants to propose a property tax increase or a sales tax increase, that we will notify the media outlets. We will hold a public hearing, and instead of a simple majority, we need a supermajority. We have also capped our debt at 20% less than what the state allows non-home rule communities. And finally, we have went a step further than every single community in the state of Illinois' history, except for one, has went. And that's by providing citizens the ability to recall their alderman or their mayor if we do not do what we say we are going to do.
Brian Leguero, who ran for mayor against McNamara, formed the group No Home Rule Rockford.
You know, I know they said they put these ordinances into effect, but they're really non-binding ordinances, and their supermajority on city council, once, if in fact home rule is restored, they can vote to just eliminate those ordinances.
McNamara thinks the criticisms are overblown in the anti-home rule messaging popping up around the city.
I am asking for more responsibility. Our council is asking for more responsibility. And thousands of citizens are asking for more responsibility. So as an elected leader, if I want more responsibility, I feel I need to give that same responsibility and authority back to voters.
Someone else who's keeping a close eye on the ballot question is Stacy Bixby, the executive director for the Rockford Board of Elections. It's her job, after all, but she says having important issues on the ballot is good for democracy.
Primary elections in Rockford do not have a very good turnout, and it's very sad. Some people would say the home rule is going to bring more people out. If that's what it's going to take, I hope so, because primary elections and our local elections are as important, if not more, than the general and presidential elections, because these people are the ones that govern us. So, the home rule question is very close to home for a lot of people. Whether they're for it or against it, they're passionate, about it. So it is, it is an important issue on the ballot.
Early voting is underway. The primary will be held March 20th. I'm Jenna Dooley.